Welcome back to the podcast, The Debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here with my special COVID-19 editions. Just ringing up different comics to see how they're going. Time to ring one of the kings of podcasting. One and only. One of the... Is that one of the kings of podcasting, Carl Chandler?
Absolutely. This is the Mark Maron of Australia. Absolutely.
Well, I got interviewed by a journalist the other day, and they said, what podcast inspired you to do your podcast? And I said, just some of the original podcasters, Mark Maron, Little Dum Dum Club.
Yes. Two of the greats. One person where you go, a great of the game, and two other people where you go, fuck, if they can do it, anyone can. So,
yeah. Well, but you've been podcasting for 10 years, maybe? No, 8.
No, nearly 10.
Yeah, that's
nearly
amazing.
10, I think.
It's amazing. Yeah. People that don't know, that may just be a fan of me and not a fan of you. You know, I suggest that a lot of your fans will tune into this because they see a softer side of Carl Chandler when he talks to me.
Really?
Someone said that.
Okay.
Someone said that on the... I think they sort of see you as a, the Australian... Who's that guy that used to insult everyone when he came on stage?
Don Rickles.
I think people.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Australian Don Rickles. I could live with that. Yeah, for sure.
He's the best. Someone was telling me that he saw some older comic with a younger woman, and he said, "Oh, this is my new girlfriend," and he said to the girl, "Blink twice if you've been kidnapped." That's what he said.
Yeah,
that's the king.
But you watch Don Rickles now, and it's like, because he was known as like the big insult king, and he's like roasting everyone. But you go back and look at clips now, and it makes no sense. He's like going, "What are you? Are you a crab cake or something?" And you go, "What the fuck is he talking about?" No, his insults are like, "What are you saying? What?" It doesn't make sense. He's got the cadence of like roasting people, so people are like, "Oh, great, okay, sure."
But also he was still going when he was 80. So
yeah, if you look at his like later appearances on Tonight shows, you're like, they're sort of saying this guy's a legend, and you go, "Yeah, well, he's definitely lost it now." Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
You see that in Australia with some of the legends of comedy anyway.
Oh, no, you've still got it, O'Neill. What are you talking about? Boom.
Yeah.
Rickles. Aussie Rickles strikes again.
Well, the last time I saw you, I went over to your house to give you a book. It was sort of just as the virus was starting. And you actually came out with your baby, and you held your baby over the balcony. And it was very...
Blanket style.
Michael Jackson blanket.
Yeah. That's it. I'm impersonating legends of comedy and legends of music. Yeah.
Because I know that you call your child Blanket on your podcast.
I have a nickname, Blanket, for it. Just because our podcast, Little Dum Dum Club, you know, you've got a lot of fans. We've got a lot of fans or listeners.
You've got a lot more fans than me.
Yeah, but the, you know, some people get a bit intense, and so I don't feel like having all of my information out there because they've got my phone number and they play havoc with that. So,
and if they're listening now, they just heard a train go past, so now they know you live near a train line.
Yeah, now they know I live near one of 1 million train stations, so they'll track me down easy.
You don't say your wife's name, who's recently been called The Accident, which is a very... Again, if you haven't listened to the Dum Dum Club, you've got to listen to that episode. Is that the same one where you talk about being a poo jogger? That was very...
Possibly.
I think it might be
within a week or two, maybe.
Yeah. So where you admit to... at least that makes me understand when you talk... At least when you talk through... Because this is the thing about poo joggers, that you never hear their side.
Yeah,
You just the outrage of someone getting up and seeing someone... pooed in their driveway.
Yes.
But at least talked through it. You felt very sick and you had to go.
Very briefly. It's good that we're in shutdown, because I've had a couple of instances lately where I've been jogging late at night and I've desperately needed to go, and I'm in quite a main street of Richmond.
Yeah.
Of Richmond.
Again, so you give away your location. But anyway.
Well, that's not where I live, but it's where I was jogging.
But you were very sick. You got very sick very quickly and you had to go.
Yes.
But then you did it twice, which was just...
Yes. I know. And you know what? Here's the thing. This is the killer thing. This is the killer thing, is that we talk about on the podcast, my you know, we've got a lot of listeners, and so we find out every time you walk down the street or whatever, you find out that someone knows someone that listens to this show or whatever. So anyway, I've been slowly finding out that people listen to the show that know my wife, and so I would tell that story and then say, look, whoever's out there, don't be dobbing on me to my wife, whatever. So it's been a couple of weeks. Well, anyway, we had an argument yesterday, and all of a sudden, you know, we're going back and forth, and then she goes, yeah, well, at least I don't sneakily go and run at night and then shit all over the place. I'm like, there we go. Someone's dobbed on me. And then she goes, I said, who dobbed on me? And she goes, I've got two sources. I'm like, oh, fucking hell.
Two fans at work.
Been dobbed on twice.
I hate those people. I got them at my kid's school where my wife will go and drop the kids off and come back with a face like thunder because someone at school either heard me on the radio or a pocket or came and saw me is the other one.
Right.
The last time it was like a neighbour of a guy saw me do a routine about something that happened at my kid's school. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. It's like Sky News says, you can't say anything anymore.
Yeah.
You're killing the Aussie larrikin.
We're gonna be cancelled. They're gonna find that great blackface sketch we did together live.
Hey, that was a long time ago. That was last week, okay, guys? Mm. I mean, times were different back then.
With all this stuff that's been going on, I've been going through my back catalogue in my head. Did I ever do you know my first TV appearance was on Bert Newton's New Faces? Where I impersonated an unemployed person. Now, but I was actually unemployed at the time. So.
Yeah, you were wearing unemployed face. Okay, that's a bit troublesome. But what sort of people dob like these dobbers? Like this is the thing I can't get over. Two people went up to my wife and went, "Guess what? I heard your husband's been shitting down the street." Who wants to tell someone that?
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good water cooler conversation at work.
No, exactly.
And like, it's Jenny's birthday. Oh, have a bit of cake. And by the way, do you know what?
Yeah.
Your husband.
Yeah. Did you know your husband's been shitting himself? And you know, my wife's not going to say, thank you for that information. Like, what are you getting out of that?
Also, that's disturbing for your wife to receive that information at work about the father of her child, her husband.
Yes.
How do you react? I can't imagine how I would react if someone said to me, hey, your wife has been crapping in the street. You're like, what? At first you think, well, they had a breakdown or what's happened? But her knowing you would just sort of, oh, yeah.
No, she'd just get embarrassed and go, all right, okay. But the good thing is that she didn't just walk, you know, kick down the door and get home and go, oh, I know. She just saved it for a vital point in an argument just to... I absolutely pulled out the draw four in a Uno game and just whacked me.
Yeah. And so how have you been surviving lockdown?
Well, I would imagine, I don't know, you've been talking to different people and different lifestyles and whatever.
Yeah, I was talking to like single people with no...
Well, I would imagine the single people have been sort of losing their mind. A couple of us have been quite laughing a lot at people that are either peroxide blonding their hair or shaving their hair off on Facebook.
I spoke to Dilrick.
Yeah, well, anyone who can't handle not getting a bit of attention is trying to find any way to get attention, I guess, online. So people with mental illnesses like that. But it's different for as I'm learning. I'm slowly becoming the Dave O'Neill of comedy. I'm a parent now, so it's like
can't wait for your baby gear. I wanted to see you do a festival show next year holding your baby in a photo.
No chance.
Which I never did, but I know. I think Limo did. People when they have a baby, they do a show about having a baby.
Yeah, they're like, oh, everyone's going to find out what it's like to have a baby. It's like, no, we don't.
Yeah, I did a lot of baby material. Anyway,
got a baby and I don't want to know about people's material like that.
Yeah.
No, I won't be doing any. But it's different. It's like people that have got nothing to do, it's like they're freaking out. But I've got a baby to raise every day. It's like,
you're in isolation in a way anyway.
Well, my wife works from home at the moment. So I'm just literally running interference. So the baby wants the mum all day. Yeah. So all I'm doing is getting in the way and making sure she doesn't chuck a brown eye during Zoom calls to the Middle East. So,
And so what are the plans for Dum Dum Club? What are the plans? Do you sit down with Tommy? Tommy Dassler is your partner in crime. He's an example of a single man. Oh, he's got a girlfriend now, but no one's met her. But anyway, that's another. Not that I would meet her, but you should have met her.
He's an example of a single child, at the very least. He's a very good example of that. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean his parents are so nice, but they obviously indulged him as a child.
Yes.
Fair enough. He got very sick as a child, and he's their only child. So that happened to cousin's kid, and he said once he got cancer too, this kid. The kid's all right now, like Tommy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a
absolute twinsies.
Yeah, well, and similar, it'd be like a blood cancer. And then he said once the kid got better, it was like, yeah, have a PlayStation, have whatever you want.
Right.
Because they're just happy that he's alive. Yeah, down and have a whiteboard planning for future events?
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. No, it's not quite like that. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's
you're more the businessman. You're more the you're the driver.
Common sense person. Yeah.
And so Daslow's more the colour. He's more the ostrich. You're Daryl. Kind of.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I don't think either of us come off well in that, but sure. Okay.
Well, Deslo's Andrew Fife, the one who draws the cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm Crystal.
Crystal.
Wow. Whoever the bloke is that does the captions.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, yeah, who does? I don't know. I think Blackman that did the captions?
No. He didn't have time to do all of it. No, someone else did the captions.
He just did the comments.
Yeah, he just did he didn't do the sound effects, I don't think. I'm not sure. But yeah, look, we work it out. We sort of we have guests on the podcast every week. So at some stage there's a Facebook between the two of us going, who can we get this week? Yeah. And then we send out like currently right now we've sent out a bunch of messages last night, and we just said to ourselves, and the messages, we've got a bit of a weird sort of a pencil list of people who we know just never get back to us, and we've sent messages out to them yesterday and they've not got back to us. Dave O'Neill's a person who gets back to us, that's for sure.
Often Daslo like sends you a message an hour before the podcast. Are you available in like 40 minutes to
do a
podcast with us and Ross Noble? And you're like, I'm not, I can't.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. There's not a lot of planning on that end, but
that happens. That doesn't matter.
So it's a. We were just talking about the other day. God, it's a. I can't imagine what it's like to work for one of those Tonight shows in America where you've got to get guests, you've got to keep feeding them, the beast, and just us trying to get people around Melbourne. It's like even in lockdown, like even where everything's been shut down. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do, and we're hitting up people and going, "Do you want to come and do our podcast?" And they're like, "No, we'd rather do nothing."
Yeah.
We've got nothing on and we're too busy. Sorry, boys. Like just even you know what? You've got nothing to do. Even just answer the text message. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's something to do.
I know. I'm always amazed too, but then, you know, I try to get back to everyone. But sometimes, you know, with who was it? The Louis CK before the whole, you know, having a thing in the doorway in front of people. He did say something which I know that's you're building up to that one after the poo job. Daslo can do that one. That's
He can take that one.
Yeah, because you know what? You've done something a little bit controversial. He needs to step up in terms of his public behaviour.
That's it. That's what I tell him. I bring the content every week. He's like, you know, all he does is play. He can't come in and talk about playing Mario Kart every week. You know, he's got to do something. He's got to do something.
He's got in the park in a coat. You know,
that's
like,
it.
Come on,
that's it. He needs to go into a school with a trench coat on or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Give us something to talk about.
Yeah, but Louis C.A.K. said, put in as much effort replying as they've made in asking the question. Because I get requests. I got a request one day to do a gig in a dialysis ward.
Right.
Trains reacting to my...
And
so that's the most ridiculous thing, to stand in people getting kidney dialysis and do stand-up in the hospital.
Well... It's probably as ridiculous as you doing all your gigs on Zoom at the moment.
Yeah, like,
you're busy on Zoom. It's like, well, that must be about the worst gig going. Just like doing it over online and not hearing anyone laugh.
Oh, I'm used to that. No problem.
No.
When you did your Zoom gig with you did a Dum Dum live Zoom gig. Did you have the audience mics up or nah, you
no? No, we didn't. We didn't. But we had. We had a few beers first, so we were laughing at each other's jokes, so it felt like we were doing well.
Well, I have done ones where I've just done it by myself and just, you know, just
yeah, we did do it online, but the thing is, I guess I guess the difference is with comedy, and some people outside of comedy mightn't realize this. If you're doing like material, if you're doing your routine, and you sort of time that out, you're used to that, having laughs in the middle of that. So if you're not getting laughs, that's weird. But if you're just being conversational, that's just like someone eavesdropping on our conversation. So
yeah,
we're not
like
expecting
a radio show. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to hear someone like going crazy and laughing and whatever. Like we did the project, you know, a couple of months ago, just before everything went into lockdown. We were the last guests allowed inside the project.
Wow.
Studios. And so we did it, and there was no studio audience. We'd rigged it up. We had a heap of fans that were going to pack it in and make us look like absolute legends. And of course, they all got cut out. So it was just us at the desk, and we did it, and we had fun, and it went well. And afterwards, they were like, was that weird? Was that weird doing it without an audience? We're like, we've done 500 episodes of podcasts without an audience. So that was absolutely, that was more audience, if anything. There was four other people. There was Pete and Waleed and whatever on the desk. Yeah, laughing at us, like that's more than we usually have.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's like doing radio. Podcast is very similar to radio. There's no audience. Well, there's an audience, but you don't know what they're laughing at and what they're not laughing at.
Well, that's it. We did that live Zoom show, and you know, we had a heap of people watching, and we sort of didn't realize how it was going until the end of it. Well, like, we knew it was funny. We were laughing at each other, but then we checked the comments. There was all comments that we weren't looking at, and it was just all these people going crazy.
Yeah, the comments are great. When I do my Zoom gigs, I just read the comments out.
Oh, we didn't even do that. We were busy, so yeah.
But I've seen some comics read them in real time, which is not good to say. Oh, we've got some comments coming through. Oh, good one, Vinny. Yeah. Nah, you don't need to do that.
Well, our listeners are a special sort of listener, so
I've met them.
If we were reading about it, it'd just be them telling us to get fucked the whole time. So it's like we probably don't need to focus on that too much in the middle of the show.
I always say I'll go and do the gigs in the weirdest joints. I remember doing band style for some bloke's lunch, and this big fat guy just comes up and he puts his arm around me and he goes, "Hey, mate." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, g'day." And he goes, "No, hey, mate."
The code. The big code.
You're a dumb fan.
But it's like that's like a catchphrase for us, like, "Hey, mate." That's like everyone says that in Australia. Yeah. It's not particularly our catchphrase.
Well, that's why I was thrown a bit. I was like, what?
It's like saying hello. Yeah. You know, hello from the Dave O'Neill podcast.
Yeah, he had the tone down. Right. Anyway, you've got to get back to the baby. I've got to ask you my questions that I ask everyone. You ready?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's only three. What was the last thing you cooked?
Last thing I cooked. Now, does that mean from scratch, or does that what does that mean?
Yeah, well, whatever. Well, what do you cook, or does
your partner cook? No, my partner cooks. I feel bad, but it's like, you know, well, I'm out at night, so I go to gigs and all that sort of stuff.
But not anymore.
No, I'm about to put a risotto in the oven. If that
there you go.
From Coles. I'm a big fan of this new risotto range. They've got $8.50, I think it is. And it's bloody good. It's really good.
Man, you're like a pensioner. Yeah. My dad's like that. You ring him up, "What do you have for tea, Dad?" He cooks for mum. My mum's a great cook, but she doesn't really cook anymore. And Dad's like, "Oh, I got some schnitzels from Coles and some of those salads." I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like Kev.
They get better and better, though. Like, I remember being a kid and, like, having, you know, some of those. Like, my mum and dad would always be at shops, so you'd be at home and you'd go, "Okay, I'll chuck something in the oven, something instant."
Yeah, the Papa Gino pizza, the frozen pizza.
Yeah, Papa Giuseppe pizza. Yeah, it was like cardboard. But now, they've got good stuff. You know, whoever, these boffins in the Coles labs that are making better reheatable lasagnas, I've got to doff my hat to them.
I got to laugh. I'm laughing because I just remembered on your podcast when you went to your the accident's father's birthday, and they're Italian, in-laws, and someone said was Papa Giuseppe there at the
yeah.
So you can't, that episode's going to get scrapped now. That's
you can't
off.
Say that anymore. They're not, as I say, they're not proper. My wife always says she's Italian. Well, she was born in Malvern, so I don't know if that's properly
I've
Italian.
I've met your wife and the parents. They're not, and I've met the brother. They're not.
They're not
Italians I grew up with. Like lived across the road. Proper Italian immigrants.
I say they're Pizza Hut Italian. Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, that's she doesn't like that. Yeah.
No, does the mum and dad speak Italian? They speak Italian?
Well, my wife swears at me in Italian.
Fangula.
I think that's the only Italian she knows. So, I cop it from that. But the you know what? I reckon this the last thing I cooked would be, what was it? I think I cooked pasta. I think I cooked pasta a couple of weeks ago.
You don't want to do that with an Italian in the house. I get angry.
No,
when you cook pasta. But she's not proper Italian.
I think she just appreciated me cooking anything. Exactly. So, yeah, all right, it was a real novelty.
What's the next question? What was the last thing you watched or listened to? What's Carl Chandler like to watch?
Oh, last TV show I watched.
Yeah.
God, I find it hard to find time to watch anything. You know what?
With a baby.
I reckon, I've been watching, I watched an episode, I'm trying to catch up on Better Call Saul and that show, The Test on Amazon Prime, which is all about the Australian cricket team.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep for a minute there. Yeah, right.
Sport head. You're massive sports.
I do footy club gigs all the time, and I often get caught out when they ask me. Like the time I had to interview Dusty Martin.
Yeah.
This was like maybe 8 years ago, and he wasn't as famous, but I did ask him if his dad was an influence on him, and everyone in the crowd went, oh. I'm like, what? Well, I've missed a meeting. What happened?
Yeah. Great. Of course, he's a big bikie.
Well, that's right. He's in New Zealand. I found that out afterwards, didn't I?
Yeah. He's in New Zealand, not due to his own choices, but yeah, he's in New Zealand. At least he's nice and safe there from COVID.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, Better Call Saul's a good series.
I don't know if everyone else is safe from him, but he's safe from COVID.
Look, shout out to him. He's probably a big listener. He probably just likes an Australian.
Looks like a big podcast fan with all those tats on his face. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. What was the last bit of human contact you had? Yeah.
Human contact. Well, you know what? Last night. Because restrictions have lifted a little bit. Yesterday was the anniversary of the first year and second year anniversary of going to Thailand for our little podcasting, the Koh Samui International Podcast Festival, I invented a podcast festival just for an excuse to go over there.
Well, you're very like that that Queensland government guy, Queensland politician who always goes to the Philippines, George Christensen.
No, not like that. I'm not like that.
Yeah, how many times have you been to Thailand?
I've been a lot. I reckon I've been about 20 times. Oh, but that's incredible. Look, I've always gone with people. I'm not going over there by myself doing anything dodgy. That's the horrible thing about Thailand. They're like, oh, look at all these people coming over to appreciate our beautiful country. It's like, no, they're all coming over to do something fucking dodgy and get hand jobs for 50 cents. It's like, no, there's plenty of nice things in Thailand.
Of course there are. I've been to Thailand. Of course there are. I know.
Yeah, there's plenty of dodgy things to do in Australia as well. But look, anyway, my point is, I want to go over there to have $1.50 beers. That's the main thing, of course. That's why you spend $800 on an airfare. So we made this Koh Samui International Podcast Festival. We went there the last 3 years. Of course, we decided not to do it this year, which is good timing because of everything that's happened. But all the, on the phone, all your highlights come up and your anniversary sort of stuff. And there's all these pictures of us being in Thailand and having this great time over the last 2-3 years. And it was killing me. So I was like putting up pictures yesterday on social media and hitting up friends and going, oh, it was only a year ago. Oh, it was 2 years ago. We did this. And I think some of my mates started going, I think he's in a bit of mental trouble here. So last night they did a little surprise thing where a few mates booked out a Thai restaurant and picked me up and we went over there and had dinner and drinks.
Oh, fantastic.
So we did that last night. Had a nice little, sort of talking me off the ledge, I suppose. Just going, here's a little slice of Thailand. You haven't completely missed out. So that was nice.
Oh, that was good. Was that some of the was that Kappa and Blake?
That was Kappa and Brett Blake,
Wow.
And our friend Milan, your friend Milan. Yeah.
Yep. The Serbian gunrunner, I know him.
That's it.
I can't say those comments anymore, but anyway. No. Imagine if you walked past that restaurant and just looked in and went, what are those guys doing?
We're not circus freaks. We're just men having curries. That's all.
A few different looks there. It's like the time I was in a Vietnamese restaurant with my parents in Mitcham, and there was a group of about 8 blokes, and they honestly were like a Faith No More cover band. There was like a skinhead, a long-haired bloke, a bloke with tattoos. And I said, I reckon they all work at a gym, and they're all low-level drug dealers, right? And then I went up to pay and I said, okay, guys. Hey, and one of them recognized me. He said, how's it going? I went, good. And I said, I've just been talking to my dad and mum over there. What's your connection, guys? I just can't work it out. And guess what they said? Jesus is our connection.
nice.
And they were all Christians, and they felt that the normal churches weren't meeting what they wanted. So, but they'd walk past you guys.
What did they want? What did they want?
Well, they wanted, you know, they don't want to be judged by, you know, people. I don't know.
Okay.
But they were, because Dad started talking to them, and Dad knew a few of the people that, I don't know, from the church or something. I don't know, he knew a few of them.
Well, you know what I liked is last night. So we went and had this, dinner and had a few drinks and whatever, and enjoyed that. And then because we've had a few drinks there, we went, you know what, let's kick on, let's go somewhere else afterwards. And there's a pub across the road.
Yeah.
We went, okay, we'll do that. Now, what I found funny was, you know, because everything's still, you know, in partial lockdown, you can't have too many people in the pub. You've got to be eating. You know, all these sort of little rules. We go over there. We go, oh, we'll go over there and watch the footy over there. And we went over there, and there's this, the only people in the pub, because you can't have too many, is this big, big table of all footy fans, and they've all got the scarves on, the beanies on, all that sort of stuff, right? So they've all gone there to watch the footy, but we go in, and so the footy's on this TV, but the sound's not on. They've just got music on, and it's like, why have you got the music on? It's like, oh, well, you know, you don't want to sort of disturb anyone else that's not here for that isn't here for the footy. It's like, that's the entire contents of this pub. Everyone is here for the footy. And so this is actually annoying 100% of the people in this pub by having music on.
Is that the pub owner or the pub person that's done that?
Yeah. Well, who else is it going to be? Yeah.
That's as you know, you've run gigs in pubs a long time, and I have too. The people that run pubs, they're not the sharpest pencil sometimes.
No. It's like if you are the sharpest pencil, you move on and get another job. So if you're working with someone in a pub that's got an idea, it's like you hold on to them for grim life.
Because
it doesn't happen often.
No, like the guy, you know, the Grandview I run in, well, it's not running at the moment, the comedy I run there, the guy there, the manager, Michael, was really good, but he got headhunted by the Rosanna RSL. So we lost him.
Oh, yeah. The big dogs. The big dogs. They're like the Manchester United of pubs.
Headhunters.
Just going through the lower leagues and signing up new talent. Headhunters. Yeah, right.
Well, great to chat to you. And listen to Little Dum Dum Club if you haven't heard it. It is a fun podcast.
There's 500-plus episodes. So if you are in any form of lockdown, there's 500 or 600 hours worth that you can go through. And we do get hit up by... With a big catalogue like that, we do get hit up all the time by people that find us and then go, I'll go back to the start. And then they I don't know what jobs they have, but people still hitting us up going, yeah, I do about 8 episodes a day at the moment. It's like, you are fucking insane.
Yeah, what do they do? Well, I tell you, the guy my dad, mum and dad's caught, Cal, he's a pilot and he listens all the time, he said. So if there's a crash ever, we know what happened.
Well, the only podcast I listen to is when I go poo jogging. I need something to listen to take me off. Take my mind off what's happening in my bowels.
Do you listen back to your podcast or?
No, never.
Oh, that's interesting. Never. I do. I listen to mine.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You're a nerd. You're tragic. What are you listening to yourself for?
I'm not a nerd. I've never really been called a nerd. I've been called many things in my life, but I don't. I've been called a bogan. I've been called a yuppie. I've been called a hipster. I've been called.
Well, if you listen to yourself, you're an O'Neill tragic. That's what you are.
Oh, how many trains are going by?
Well, I live next to a train station.
Maybe I shouldn't listen. I just want to hear. I want to try and improve. But
yeah, look, that's a good point. I just can't handle listening back. So I listen. There's a couple of episodes I listen to, but I just, you know, I think it's pretty natural to not want to hear your own voice.
Yeah, it's quite common. It's quite common amongst performers.
Yeah. It's hard work. If anyone records their own act, they find it hard.
It's hard.
They reckon that the hardest thing to do is not to, you know, evaluate or criticize your own things, just to hit the button and listen to yourself.
Yeah, it is really hard. I find it really hard to do that. But
you love it by the sound of it. You're a massive fan.
Friday nights, I make the kids listen to it. You know what I mean? And the wife, we all sit around. It's like, you know, we used to watch the Muppet podcast. Show in the or Hey Hey It's Saturday. Now it's, okay, guys, we've got... We've got Carl Chandler on this week.
Great.
It's going to be awesome. Where are you going? You can't go to the toilet. Only 20 minutes.
You can't go to bed. It's 6:30.
Yeah. It's going to be a great night. We'll do a double banger. We'll do this one. We'll do the one with Glenn Robbins. You ready, guys? Here we go.
Sit
back, relax, kids. Yeah, okay. And if any of your wife's name, any of her friends listening, Don't dob on. You haven't really said anything in this that you haven't said anyway, so it's all fine.
That's it. Don't go back and gossip about this. What about my love for risotto? Good luck without getting any attention at the water cooler this week.
How are the Pizza Hut Italians going?
That's about it. I'm not getting in trouble for that.
No, that's all right. Carl Chandler, ladies and gentlemen.